Exclusive, U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno lists top priorities of a GOP-controlled Senate. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2023. A Republican-controlled Senate should focus on a secure border, energy dominance, peace in Ukraine, and spending. Ohio's U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno told Breitbart News on Saturday during an exclusive interview at the Turning Point Action Conference in West Palm Beach, Florida. When asked what the top priorities of a Republican-controlled Senate should be, Moreno, who is seeking to take down likely Democrat challenger Senator Sherrod Brown, D.O., listed four key agenda items. "We got to immediately secure the border when we take over in January of 2025. Within 30 days, we got to be able to announce that we have a safe and secure border. That's a priority number one," Moreno, who came to the country legally from Colombia, told Breitbart News. "Number two is we have to be energy dominant. We've got to be the country that is the leader. We got to be a huge exporter of energy. That's what's gonna allow us to bring industry back," Moreno said, listing achieving peace in Ukraine as another central objective. "We got to bring peace to Ukraine. We can't let this war spiral out of control. We spent $6.5 trillion in the Middle East over the last since 9/11. What do we get for it? Nothing. Everything is objectively worse. So we can't allow that to happen in Eastern Europe. We got to solve that," he said, expanding on his views later in the interview, aligning more with former President Donald Trump's approach. "Ironically, as Republicans, we're now the party of peace," he said, asserting that President Biden and neocons are escalating the war. "We got to bring peace to Ukraine. Again, I think that's where most Americans would stand, as we don't want World War III. We don't want to spend hundreds of billions of dollars. That's why I'm backing President Trump. I know he's the one person that can solve that crisis really quickly," he explained. Further, Moreno said a GOP-controlled Senate also needs to address reckless spending. "We can't look at our kids in the eyes and say we're handing you a country that's going to be basically broke. We got to work hard to make certain that we get our country's financial health back in order," he added. Watch the full interview below.